You're listening to The Positive Professional with me, Tracy Yvonne. Voting isn't just about going to the polls on election day anymore. Options like early voting, mail-in voting, and ballot drop boxes are available to more voters and growing in popularity. How to Vote, a tool created by Democracy Works, breaks down the options your state offers for casting a ballot, empowering you to decide when and where to vote. Democracy Works is committed to helping you vote no matter what, and their tool, How to Vote, does just that. So decide when and where you'll vote this year at howto.vote.
So in meditations, butterflies are often used as symbols for change or transformations. As butterflies make remarkable transformations from larvae to caterpillars and then to their final form. Today's meditation will be about learning to embrace change in our own lives. To begin, find a comfortable position and slowly close your eyes. Start by taking a deep breath in and slowly exhaling. And continue to do this until you create a comfortable rhythm of your breath. Notice your body starting to become more relaxed. And begin to think about celebrating what you have gained. Caterpillars may be unaware of what's ahead of them. However, you can identify the rewards that you want to work for. As you continue to inhale and slowly exhale, shift your focus to accepting that change is inevitable. If you need more encouragement, reflect on how your life evolves, even without any effort on your part. And like a butterfly, you've grown from an infant into an adult. Raise your sights. Butterflies flutter through the air rather than crawling on the ground. Shed your own limitations and set ambitious goals. Recognize your resilience. Give yourself credit for all that you've overcome and achieved. Know that you're strong enough to cope with difficult circumstances. And at this time, take a deep breath in. And as you slowly exhale, you can slowly open your eyes to bring yourself back to present awareness And as always, you can shake your feet or tap your hands. And always remember, you are strong, you're resilient, and you will get through this. Stay safe and be well.